Sunbury. These are the recollections of an old town where streets are encumbered with uneven pavements and small businesses face uncertain economies. Yet it is here in the midst of faces hardened by poverty that the rich tones and memorable notes of Sunbury must be remembered. The Susquehanna River shifting alongside her shore as lifeboats flit across iridescent waves, and an old gray wall stands sentinel, offering testament to the tales of a great flood. It is here where the moans of the daily trains chug along the old tracks, and the air electrified with the past still echoes the librettos of Lorenzo de Ponte. This is where you breathe the daily Market Street aroma of the squeeze-in, where even now one can feast on hot dogs, chips, and soda for a beggar's fee, while enjoying its notoriety for inclusion in the Guinness Book of World Records for its smallness. There are other memories not to be forgotten. A certain Hotel Edison, whose ghosts whisper of a time when Edison arrived, searching for new methods of light. And photos still clinging to the hotel lobby walls, depicting an image of a little ghost boy, still mesmerizing guests and reminding us that even in the fires of regret, one can still arise victorious.